Parts of the Saanich Peninsula and a stretch of the island between the Cowichan Valley and Parksville could see accumulations of snow on Monday. Environment Canada has issued a warning for East Vancouver Island between Duncan and Nanaimo that it could see pockets of heavy snow flurries and between 5 and 10 centimeters of snow on the ground by late Monday morning, while the Saanich Peninsula could also be in for some flurries. Environment Canada said a low-pressure system off Vancouver Island will help draw out cold air from the BC interior. As it crosses the Strait of Georgia, localized pockets of heavy snow will develop across southeast Vancouver Island. Showers are expected to transition to wet flurries mixed with rain showers near midnight Sunday and continue until late Monday morning. Another narrow band of flurries is expected to return Monday night. The weather warning noted drivers should be prepared for sudden changes in driving conditions and that rapidly accumulating snow may make driving difficult at some locations. Drivers are being told to expect delays and visibility may suddenly and quickly reduce in heavy snow. At the same time, BC Hydro crews are still mopping up the damage done by heavy winds Friday night. BC Hydro said it had restored power to 98% of the 330,000 customers that felt the impact of the storm. Crews have been working around the clock to restore power, replacing power lines, poles, transformers and crossarms. The work will continue throughout Sunday with the expectation all customers, other than some in remote pockets, should have power before the end of the day. BC Hydro noted some customers in Esquimalt and Victoria may experience brief outages Sunday afternoon as work is done to complete repairs at the Esquimalt substation,